AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Iran's president is in Pakistan to meet with officials mediating talks on a permanent end to its war with the U.S. Technical teams have been working on details of the deal following high-level negotiations in Switzerland yesterday. At a news conference, Vice President J.D. Vance said the talks in Switzerland won an agreement over nuclear inspections in Iran.
The Iranians have agreed to invite IAEA inspectors back into their country. That is a major milestone for the American people and the first step in permanently denuclearizing or permanently ending a nuclear weapons program in Iran.
But Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghaei told reporters that no visits were scheduled for the UN watchdog to examine Iranian nuclear sites bombed by the U.S. last year. Vance also said that if Iranian financial assets were unfrozen, they, quote, would actually go to buy American soy, American corn, and American wheat for the benefit of the Iranian people. However, Iran has no current demand for U.S. crops. And at a briefing, Iran's ambassador in Geneva, Ali Bahraini, said the following to reporters.
Iran is the only country who decides what to do with those assets. And there would be no any role for any other country or entity to have a say on how those assets should be used by Iran.
President Trump will visit a Mack truck facility in a battleground district in swing state Pennsylvania today. A sell-off in big technology companies spread from Asia back to the U.S., pulling the Nasdaq Composite down 2.2% in early trading. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. A two-time NBA MVP is heading to South Beach in a blockbuster trade. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The Milwaukee Bucks are sending Giannis Antetokounmpo to the Miami Heat, along with Bobby Portis, for a haul that includes Wisconsin native Tyler Hero, three other players, and a slew of draft picks. Antetokounmpo led the Bucks to the NBA title 5 years ago, and now becomes the latest superstar the Heat add in looking to win another ring. They pulled off similar splashy moves for Shaquille O'Neal, LeBron James, and Chris Bosh, netting three titles in the past 20 years. I'm Sagar Magani.
Longtime conservative commentator Tucker Carlson says he'll no longer support the Republican Party. Speaking on a podcast, he was quick to add that he wasn't going to support the Democratic Party either. More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.